All right. It's Sunday, November 20th, and Trump is the 45th president. Okay, I literally have, like, no experience with, like, doing these recordings. I felt like I wanted to just share what I was thinking, since everyone else seems to be doing the same. I'm not sure what happened. I mean, I know what happened. We all know what happened. We thought one way and something else happened. But the thing that really makes me not even upset, but just disappointed with America was that even if you say you don't like everything that Trump stands for, or you're not a racist, you're not a sexist, so don't label me as that. In reality, you are, because, or perhaps you're not, but you co-signed with Trump on everything that he's saying. You're at least okay with it. You're okay enough that you voted for him. You don't feel outraged enough that he wants to exclude, exile entire religion. He labels different ethnicities as demonstrative, and it's just, it fascinates me how much racism and sexism exist in this country that seems to put on a face that, oh, we are a forward-thinking, we want the best for everyone, we welcome everyone. But in reality, we don't. I know I was at a conference on economic development of South Africa. It was a conference that I attended as part of my internship with this nonprofit here in Washington, D.C. And I was there, and I sat next to a woman from South Africa. And somehow the question came up of, like, I guess me asking her what she thought of America and compared to South Africa, because I know, well, we all know that South Africa is really just recently out of their apartheid structural social system. And I asked her, like, how she felt about America, and she said that really America puts on a great PR campaign, and that from other nations, America is this wondrous place where it's free nation, there's no issues, we are just friendly, we're welcoming to all people. And she came here, and she was like, wow, you guys have just as many, if not more, problems than we do back in the SA. And I was like, wow, that's fascinating, because me being here, I guess I see all the problems, and I'm like, wow, well, America's not really that great, but it's good enough. And it's just amazing how like a different face we put on internationally on that scale. So I don't know, I feel like as a millennial, since we seem to garner a lot of blame from our parents' generation and older generations about us not being active enough and us being lazy, I don't know, I think that us millennials are really very active. I think we want our voices heard, and that's the thing. When we want our voices heard, we go out and protest, and then our protests are labeled as almost, in a sense, insubordinate, that we're being too vocal, and we need to just accept things. And no, we really should go out and protest, and we really should make our voices heard, because we are going to, at some point, be the generation that has control of the society in America and really the world. So we need to tell the world now, we're not standing for this. We don't want this. We voted for a person who thinks logically, who actually has experience. You wouldn't if you're an airline company, you're not going to hire a person who says, well, you know, if you just give me a chance, I can fly the plane. Yet they have no flying experience. That's not how that works. You don't just hire someone because they say that they're going to do wonders for you and that they're going to make change. You hire someone based on what you've seen them do. Trump has not made change. Trump has not helped, quote, middle America and their cause. Trump has screwed them over numerous times. I don't understand. I really don't get what they see. There's something that I'm missing that they see in him. Because what I see is a man who has skipped out on paying his workers on numerous occasions. This is just fact. He has created a fraudulent educational institution, scammed people over, and then the institution closed because there were so many scandals. And a lot of the people who put in all their money, these people worked hard for the money that they gave Trump to get this world-class education, and now they have nothing and they're out of all their money, because if you did get a certificate from the university, basically it's void at this point. No one's going to accept a Trump University certificate because we all know that it was fraudulent. So, and this man, people voted for Trump, an ideology that I heard, because he would dethrone the elitists in Washington. What do they see in Trump that's common man? This man is, he says he's a billionaire. We know that he's at least a millionaire, so that's pretty elite to me. He lives in New York City, which is nothing like middle America. That's pretty elite, in my opinion. He lives in a high rise. I mean, I don't understand what they see in him besides all of the racist, xenophobic things that he's saying. Now, I'm not going to classify middle America and rural areas as racist and xenophobic, but those ideologies run significantly more rampant in those areas. I don't know, and I always really pride myself on looking at both sides. You always analyze both perspectives before you make an opinion. That's just something that I've learned throughout middle, high school, and now in college. But I've constantly gone back and forth and tried to analyze Trump's point of view and how he thinks. And honestly, the way he thinks, or the way that he says he thinks, is counterintuitive to what is good for him. Just think about it. He says that he's for getting rid of all illegal immigrants. Well, he used illegal immigrants. He has been using them in his construction for his towers. So that doesn't help him. He says that he wants to, he says, give tax cuts to the lower classes and stuff. But he's already proven that he's going to give tax cuts to the wealthy. Like, he's already said as well that he's going to give tax cuts to the wealthy. So really, like, in that case, that does help him. But that kind of screws over middle America again, because if the wealthy are also getting tax cuts, I mean, that doesn't help middle America. If anything, the elites are helped more. I don't know. I've missed that. I don't know. Like I said before, I'm very disappointed in America. I don't know where we not went wrong, because clearly this has been building for some time. This has been anger that's been pent up, and this election was the election to unleash it. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Another source that I get my information from, or at least I get information from and analyze it in my head. Okay, literally, I totally forgot where I was going at that point. So we're going to move on from that. Another thing that was on my mind was... Oh, no, I know where I was going with that. Hillary. No, I don't. I totally forgot. Okay, I don't remember then. Cool. Let me get... Let's go to another point, then, I guess, that I also had in my head. So I also had in my head that... like I said before, I try to weigh both sides, and I try to understand what people are thinking who also may not be in agreement with me, and I just try to see, hey, like, let me understand why you feel this way, and maybe we can, like, come to a consensus. So, one day, since I told you guys that I interned, I was on the commuter bus going back from D.C. back to my home, and I was just sitting in the window seat. We were passing by an 18-wheeler, and I saw a Trump-Pence sticker. This was before the election. This was maybe, September? Maybe October. I saw a Trump-Pence sticker. And before, whenever I would see those, I would instantly get really upset, and I would look at the person driving and just look at them with disgust, just outright disgust for them. I'm moving along because we're in traffic, but we're in the HOV lane, so we're moving a bit faster than traffic in the non-HOV lanes. So we get to the driver window, and I see a really old white man driving. Something about seeing him made me stop my instant anger and disgust, and I thought, like, let me think about why he supports Trump. He supports Trump because he feels like America is disenfranchising him as a white male. He supports Trump, and this is obviously just from my assumptions. I didn't actually talk to the man. I thought that he supports Trump because he feels like America is changing so quickly and that minorities are going to take over. And I'm sure that like I had some form of fear. And Trump being elected, and he's elected now, so, I mean, here we are. I'm sure he had fear that Hillary would be elected and that she would continue progressing, but in that sense, regressing against white people. And I had to think about it. I was like, wow, like, it took that for me to really realize that's likely why he's a Trump supporter. He really feels like as a white person he's being disenfranchised. Whether that's true or not, whether that's an exaggeration or not, that's just likely how he felt, how he feels, and how he probably thinks now America is going to be a better place for him. And I thought, wow, I wonder what really makes him feel so disenfranchised. And then, just oddly enough, I saw a Facebook share of a Facebook photo of... And then the quote said, "When you've been in power for so long, equality feels like you're being pushed down." And I thought, wow, that completely, concisely explains... that moment when I saw the old man with the Trump-Pence sticker. He probably, because we were trying to achieve equality in this nation, and he probably, and because, let's just be honest here, white people, it's particularly white males, have been the hegemony for so long that now that we're getting closer to equality, he probably feels like that he's just being disenfranchised and that America does not care about him anymore. And I went back to my personal feelings of, I feel like America is disenfranchising African-Americans, women, Asian-Americans, Latinos, all minorities, disabled persons, LGBT persons, LGBTQ persons. And I had to think, I wonder, does he understand how I feel? And really, if you think about it, we feel the same way. That's the thing. But we express the way we feel differently in the fact that we're voting for different people, different parties, different ideologies. And that moment, whether it's profound to the viewer or not, it was profound to me that we both feel disenfranchised. But since we're different, we're classified as different kinds of people, we're voting for different people along different ideological lines. We're not voting together. That just blew my mind. It really did. And I just knew that him and I would never be on the same page, because there's no one person to blame, but society historically has divided him and I so much that we're probably never going to, even if I had the opportunity to speak to this man, him and I would never be on the same page at this point, because we're so different in the eyes of society. He's an older, white, male, clearly, or not clearly, but assumingly Republican, assumingly conservative, assumingly anti-progressivity. And I am a young African-American male, part of the LGBTQ community, Democrat, liberal, and we're just on a different page. That just really fascinated me. Well, I guess I can end it there for now, but I just wanted to get out my feelings on that, so cool.